Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachum. Our text for reflection is Luke 16, 1-15. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 16, verse 1-15. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be manager any longer. The manager said to himself, what shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I will do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses. So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, how much do you owe my master? 900 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quiet quickly and make it 450. Then he asked the second, and how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly, for the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. The Pharisees who loved money heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of others, but God knows your hearts. What people value highly is detestable in God's sight. My theme for reflection is the uncomfortable stewardship of grace. The uncomfortable stewardship of grace. They say there are three things you should never discuss at a dinner party: religion, politics, and money. Today we are going to break two out of three, faith and finances, in one of Jesus' most perplexing miracles or parables, sorry. Imagine trying to explain to your friends that Jesus once praised a dishonest manager. Talk about awkward table talk. And yet this puzzling story reveals something profound. God cares deeply about what we do with what we have been given. The parable of the dishonest manager in Luke 16 seems at first glance to reward bad behavior. A manager about to be fired for wasting his master's wealth quickly reduces the debts of his master's clients to curry favor for his own future. Jesus then surprises all of us. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. The point is not about endorsing dishonesty. It is about admiring his decisiveness and foresight. John Wesley wisely observed, when the possessor of heaven and earth brought you into being and placed you in this world, he placed you here not as a proprietor, but as a steward. Jesus' teaching pierces to our modern hearts. We live under the illusion of ownership. My paycheck, my home, my retirement. But in truth, we are managers of God's resources. Just as the steward knew his time of accounting was coming, so must we recognize the fleeting nature of our earthly possessions. Jesus encourages us to use worldly resources wisely, to make friends for ourselves, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. In other words, leverage what you have to love people and build the kingdom. This perspective shatters the Pharisees' pride. They, Luke tells us, were lovers of money and scoffed at Jesus' words. Jesus exposes their hypocrisy, the loved appearances of righteousness while chasing wealth. In contrast, Christ calls his followers to undivided loyalty. You cannot serve God and money. That tension remains painfully real for us. Money promises security, influence, and comfort, yet it enslaves when we mistake it for our Savior. Only God offers true security, lasting joy, and eternal purpose. The parable warns us, stewardship is not optional, whether it is our finances, talents, or our time. God expects his stewards to act with urgency and faithfulness. And as Jesus shows with the example of marriage and the law, lowering God's standards to accommodate our culture or comfort reveals divided hearts. We cannot bend God's commands to suit ourselves. So what does this mean today? It means evaluating where we find our trust. It challenges us to be intentionally generous. It calls us to prioritize eternal investments over temporary gains. The dishonest manager saw the clock running out and acted. How much more should we, knowing our time and treasures are borrowed gifts, live with purposeful grace and generosity? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways am I tempted to serve money rather than God? Number two, how can I use my resources this week to tangibly reflect God's generosity to others? Now, for our practical exercise, choose one act of financial generosity today, no matter how small. Buy someone a meal, donate to a ministry or church, or help a neighbor. As you do, pray, Lord, let this be an offering that reflects my trust in you, not in my bank account. Gracious Father, you have entrusted us with gifts that we often cling to too tightly. Teach us to be faithful stewards, to hold lightly the things of this world, and to serve you with undivided hearts. Let our giving, our serving, and our living be done not to earn your love, but to reflect it. Free us from the love of money and root us in the joy of your eternal kingdom. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,